May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. One more. May the broken be healed. May the sick be restored. May happiness return to all in despair. May the lonely be loved. May the hungry be fed. And may our world be at peace. Conscientiousness is, we are building our individual and unique path of conscientiousness. Every aspect of conscientiousness is built upon the aspect before. That's how life works on this planet. And all we have to do is look at nature to see that that's true. There's a building process and things are built on what was before. We do that with civilizations and we know that through archaeology, for example, literally built on what was before. Plants do that. That's what rings of trees are, right? What is now is built on what was before. So there are myriad examples, and we can have confidence in that, that we are building our own unique path in whatever ways that we do that, all the ways that we do that, through art, through music, through singing a tune, through creating a prayer that means something to each of us and our words, to walking. And when we walk, we are walking. Our mind isn't somewhere else. When we are in the shower, gratitude for water, gratitude that it could be hot water. And then praying it forward. There's so many ways that we are building a path of conscientiousness. And as Manjushri says, awakening is rooted in that conscientiousness. Everyone who has had a gratitude practice, even if it was initiated by our morning time, whenever that was first said, probably, I don't know, a few years ago. And we did it for a week, and then we did it for another week, and then started to establish in everybody, especially those who had not had that thought before. None of us can go backwards. That's there now. And it will be there for all our lives. And it will build. and it will increase and it will refine. And what we notice that usually was not noticed before and now have gratitude or appreciation or pray forward or empathy for other beings, any kind of being, anywhere in the universe, in any universe, it will just keep expanding. That gratitude, appreciation, empathy, and thinking of others with loving kindness. And of course, to have gratitude, to notice, usually not notice, is to be conscientious. It is to be thoughtful. It is to be mindful. It is to be present. How marvelous. And so we remind ourselves that we are under a greater umbrella here in our morning practice of confidence. Have confidence in your natural state. What is your natural state? The natural state of nature is abundance, beauty, plenitude, and ongoing sharing. A giving, 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 a generosity that is limitless. And a tirelessness to always be present. Nature comes back after every disaster. It comes back after, so far, after everything humanity's thrown at it, so far. To use the quote from Jurassic Park, life finds a way. So, what is your natural state? If we look deeply and if we can find it, it'll be a deep abiding wholeness. given all kinds of names down through human history and human language. And it's been given so many different labels and names because it's the individual's experience in that moment of their own wholeness. And therefore, what that person called it could find a word kind of close, maybe, but not really. And wholeness is like that too, as a word. It's kind of close, maybe. So we smile with life. We smile with our life. We smile with our path. They are inseparable, right? Our life and our path. Have we all come to that understanding yet? Our life, everything in it, every moment, every arising, every event, every animal, ant, person, or thing that has come into it, gone from it, will still arise in it. It's all path. Amazing wholeness. And the conscientious will find joy in every aspect of it. We who are most fortunate, we whose home has not been bombed. We whose home has not been flooded with the latest tide, and our island home being immersed. We who sit in comfort. Absolutely every aspect of our life is back. How marvelous! What an opportunity. Every moment. We take a long, so deep breath with all beings. And with our Mother Earth. And with all beings everywhere in this universe. And with all beings and all universes. Love you all. Great day.